Phoenix Audio presents
Double Play, a Jackie Robinson novel, written by Robert B. Parker and read by Robert Forster. Author's note. This is a work of fiction about a real man. Most of what I've written I made up. I have, however, attempted to render Jackie Robinson accurately, as he was, or as I imagined him to be in 1947 when I was turning 15 and he was changing the world. The rest is altogether fiction. It may be more Burke's story than Jackie's, but without Jackie, Burke would have no story, and neither would I. Robert Parker, Cambridge, Massachusetts, June 2003. Chapter 1. Joseph Burke got it on Guadalcanal, at Bloody Ridge. 5.25 caliber slugs from a Jap light machine gun stitched across him in a neatly punctuated line. The medics put on pressure bandages and shot him up with morphine, and nothing much made any sense to him afterward. It was a blur of tubes and nurses and bright lights and descents into darkness, surgeons, frightening visions, and bad smells and the feel of ocean. One day he looked around and he was in bed in a hospital. "Where the fuck am I?" he asked a nurse. "Chelsea Naval Hospital." "Am I going to live?" he said. She was a fat, gray-haired woman with deep circles under her eyes. She nodded. "Yes," she said. For weeks he was paranoid, delusional. He heard the nurses whispering together at night. They had husbands in the Army. They hated Marines. He could hear their husbands whispering with them, visiting them on the floor, parking their cars with the motors running just outside his window. The ceiling lights were recessed. He saw small figures in them, a man being...